AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On the day coronavirus-related restrictions end at the Mexico border, House Republicans are hoping to pass an immigration bill. New York Democrat Gerald Nadler says this would bring back policies from the Trump administration.
Former President Trump's radical, inhumane, and racist immigration actions weakened the U.S. economy, undermined our moral standing in the world, and did not make us any safer.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says there needs to be a change.
It's not that hard to secure the border. I mean, it was secure when Trump left office. What should we do? Do exactly what other Republicans have said. Finish the construction of the wall. Put up the technology. Support our Border Patrol agents. If we need more Border Patrol agents, get them out there.
Migrants are rushing across the border hours before a new policy takes effect, which would make it more difficult to get into the U.S. Stocks are mixed with big losses so far for the Dow Jones Industrials. Wholesale prices are up. The AP's Rita Foley has more on what that means about inflation.
Wholesale prices are up, but just a little. From March to April, the producer price index rose just 0.2%. That's a sign that inflationary pressures may be easing, more than a year after the Fed unleashed an aggressive campaign of steadily higher interest rates. Compared with a year earlier, wholesale prices rose just 2.3% last month. That is the 10th straight slowdown and the lowest figure since January of 2021. Lower energy prices helped slow the annual inflation rate. I'm Rita Foley.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine is delaying its long-awaited counteroffensive against Russia, fearing too many Ukrainian lives would be lost. Pakistan's Supreme Court is ordering the release of former Prime Minister Imran Khan, whose arrest earlier this week sparked a wave of violence across the country by his supporters. This is AP News. The number of Americans collecting unemployment rose last week.
It's still a healthy job market. The Labor Department reports that unemployment claims rose by 22,000 for the week ending May 6th, up to 264,000. That's the highest number since October of 2021. With an employment rate of 3.4%, the labor market continues to show resilience despite inflation and rising interest rates. Employers added over 250,000 jobs in April, but that's a bit of a slowdown from the two previous months. Companies from Amazon to IBM, DoorDash, and McDonald's all announced layoffs recently, trimming staff amid fears of a looming recession. Jennifer King, Washington.
Police in London say a woman in her 80s is in critical condition after being hit by a police motorcycle that was escorting Sophie, the wife of Prince Edward. In a statement from Buckingham Palace, Sophie, known as the Duchess of Edinburgh, said her heartfelt thoughts and prayers are with the injured lady and her family. The cause of the crash is under investigation. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.